What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. It is Wednesday night, hump day. And as you can tell by the tunes, we're going to be talking about The Walking Dead Sunday's episode called JSS. It aired, October 18th. That was the special evening. Holy crap balls. Before I get into holy crap ballsness, I got to talk to some people. Hey, Seuss, where you at?
Oh, I'm not on anymore because I suck.
All right, Jesus. Good thing we got your notes by our phone. And the one giggling over there who is getting stalked by weird people on the internet.
Oh, my God.
According to Kristen.com's, Kristen, what's up, Kristen?
What up?
Nothing, chilling. And the one that has no blog but somehow downloads porn through Tumblr. We have we have Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
I'm good.
All right. And for anybody that can have super dog hearing, you can hear SportsCenter going on right now with Branty's dad. He says that we got to hurry up and do this because Survivor's coming on next and there could be no interruptions. So let's get into this JSS Sunday night's episode. Can I say, one, it feels good not to have Jesus on. Woo! And,
yeah.
And two, did y'all like this episode, fingers crossed, as much as I did?
Hell yeah.
Yes! Brancy, is that a yes?
Yes, most definitely yes.
Dude, this episode was insane.
It was.
Now, I was watching with my wife, and we were actually watching in bed on the iPad, and it was hilarious because as we're watching it, we're like, okay, yeah, Carol, she's so cool, you know, and oh, she's looking at, look how she's looking at the window of that bitch that's still smoking, like, who cares? And all of a sudden, bam, a dude, a freaking guy jumps out with an axe and just chops this chick in the head. And then it, for us, I don't know about it was in TV land, but on the iPad, then it just goes into commercial. And my wife was like, what the hell was that? I was like, I think shit's about to go down. And then I started hyperventilating. I'm thinking, but the group's not there. What are we going to do? What was going through your mind when that axe came? I mean, that person just came and just chopped that chick. Brancy first.
It was most definitely a holy shit moment. The entire family watches it together. So as soon as that happened, we were like, what the fuck?
It was insane. Kristen?
Same. I saw it and I was like, holy shit. And then I was like, yes, Carol's going to go crazy.
And dude, okay, now I got to let y'all know, for me, this whole entire episode, Carol did it for me. I mean, she was just, we knew she was badass during Terminus, even though she shot a bottle rocket at a gas tank and blew it all up. I still don't believe that. But it's still Carol. But, dude, when she dresses like the wolves and puts the freaking W on her forehead and is just going around, I mean, she was literally just assassinating people.
Yep.
Like, it was like Grand Theft Auto and Alexandria. She was just no holds barred. Have to be my favorite part. Anything that she did. It was awesome. Now, personally me, one person that I wanted to punch in the throat, Morgan.
Yeah.
What was going through y'all's minds during, when the episode ended, what were y'all thinking about? What was y'all's thoughts of Morgan?
It's hard for me because I love Morgan, but I don't know, this episode, I was like, what the hell are you doing? He's trying to talk to these people. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Brance?
He didn't do it for me.
Right. Brance?
Well, same thing, because my dad was like, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I think Morgan's disappointing me. And he was like, because we were all like, well, we want to like Morgan, but he's going to need to step it up a little bit here.
Now, let me ask you a question. You and the family, I mean, like what you just said right now, you said that we want to like Morgan. Is the family kind of on the fence with Morgan because of his kumbaya?
Well, no. I think it was my brother, dad, was it Jason that was defending Morgan and you were the one who was like, he's kind of disappointing me? Yeah, that's what it was. My brother is still 100% team Morgan and my dad was a little unsure.
Yeah, see, it was just when my wife too was like, "What is his problem? Like, you're picking the wrong opportunity." I mean, I understand if y'all are like digging holes, zombies, Rick, we can't do this, and you know, and you don't take chances. But like, these guys are literally not like breaking an arm and like you know, capturing and chaining. They were chopping the Alexandrians up into little pieces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Morgan's like, go home, get out of here. And I'm just like, what is going on? I am still Team Morgan. I am a fan of Morgan. But this episode, man, and even Carol, I mean, did you see the part where she just, like, walks right past his ass?
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, and I'm not going to lie to you. My wife, when Carol left that lady in the armory and mm-hmm. and Morgan was going to go back in the house, she was like, oh, my God, that lady's going to shoot Morgan. You know, that's what we thought. We thought he was going to open the door and she was just going to boom, boom. And see, and then all of a sudden they see the wolf guy in the house and then he, you know, and then they fight and everything else. But we were like, if Morgan gets shot, this is going to be totally, oh, crap. But yeah, that's Morgan. I just wanted to choke. There's so many emotions. I was like a roller coaster. But Carol just did it for me. She was just awesome. What'd y'all think about Carl? Machine Gun Carl?
Oh, Carl.
What do you think?
I was like, oh, my God, this kid is going to die because we were talking about it last week.
Yeah, well, we were wondering the same. Like, is he gonna? Because when he knocked down that dude, and that dude's like, "Don't kill me, don't kill me," and they started fighting over the gun. I was like, "If Carl dies, Rick is gonna go ape shit."
Yep.
But he was able to pull it off. It seemed to me though, I don't know about y'all, but for me, Carl seems a little soft. The old Carl wouldn't have let that guy frig. You know, I mean, look what
I got that too.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Who was that kid when he was with Herschel? And he just shot the kid point blank and boom, no questions asked. I think old Carl would have killed this dude in a second. I don't know if he just didn't do it because he's soft or didn't do it because of his chick is there, which.
Well, I think it's also they just have him on Judith duty. Like he's not out doing what he has to do like he was before.
So do you think he's quite capable of killing? He just was like, that's not my job description right now.
I think so.
I don't know, Rancy. You're kind of like me, right? We're both kind of right. Like, is he a little? Hey, Seuss, what do you think?
I don't know. You guys are always right.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, don't
in the comics.
In the comics.
Yeah, in the comics.
But don't worry, Jesus, fans of Jesus, we do have his notes here, and I'm going to read them after we're done. Okay, so what do y'all think about this Enid? What do you think? Trustworthy? I mean, she tells Carl she's leaving. What do you think? Do you trust her?
I don't know if I trust her because where the hell is she going?
That chick's alone. That's like she's like Michonne, but a young like you know that's how Michonne was lost.
I mean, I feel bad for her because she watched her parents get eaten.
Whoa! That whole beginning of this episode.
And then she eats that fucking turtle.
Oh my God, the turtle!
And my wife was like, "When did turtles get so many bones?" And I was like,
really though?
Hey, that is true. It's like she was eating like a chicken turtle or something. I don't know. But you know, she's definitely gone through some crap. I mean, to see her parents through the window of the car. Yeah, that was, she definitely, I don't know. I don't know what to think about her yet.
Well, Carl shot his own mother.
That's true. So it's like, they're like made for each other.
Yep.
But I don't know, because then you got a little stupid ass Ron pissed off because, you know, she's there talking to Carl. I mean, I guess that kind of sucks for Carl and Ron because that's the only girl, right? That's the only girl that we have in there? Or did we see any other kids in Alexandria?
I think we've only seen her.
Yeah, if I was Carl, I'd be like, screw this bitch. I'm going for an older woman.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny because when Carl tells Ron to get inside the house that he can protect him, and the kid's like, no. I was like, ooh, bitch, you're going to die.
I was wondering. I would, if he would have ran off, I would have been like, right in the back. I'd been like, dude, sorry, wolves got him. That would have been me. But no, I think I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think about this chick. But she leaves a note, right? And she leaves, I'm guessing. So, yes. Which is good because I think it's just a distraction for Carl, to tell you the truth. Carl wants vagina, and now it's gone. So now he's focused. Focused. Let's see what else. The wolves. What do you think about the wolves?
They're fucking ruthless.
They have no, I was telling my wife, I go, these dudes have no means of fighting. They're just like barbarians.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just come in and they just slaughter. And I really, and not just talking about it, when Morgan had the opportunity.